Okay, so you were just crowned the final act Ferris of the Fair. How do you feel right now?
I feel pretty ecstatic. I've been at a couple shows today. We have our livestock shows this morning and this afternoon. So I actually just came from the beef show. They just made grand champion and reserve champion. So that was pretty awesome to be at. I was able to show the state Ferris around our grounds for basically the whole day that she's been here. And I look forward to what the week has to offer for me.
So let's talk about your show background and your ag background a little bit. What led you to this point?
So I showed animals at the fair for 10 years. Last year was my last year showing. I always showed horses. A couple years I showed some dairy animals. A couple years I showed some pigs. And then last year I showed a steer for the first time. And my family comes from a 500-acre cash crop operation. And I've always been involved in agriculture my whole life. All of our family has some part in agriculture and grew up around it and loved it and want to continue with it.
So I assume you plan on having a future career in agriculture.
Yes, I'm currently attending UW-Madison for dairy science with a degree in ag business, and I hope to pursue a career in agriculture then.
So what are your goals this year as Ferris of the Fair? Do you have any particular things you want to accomplish?
I guess to try and get a record number of people to come to the fair. That's kind of hard to gauge because we have a free fair. Mm-hmm. But just based on crowds, I can already tell that there's a lot of people here. It's great weather. I guess another goal of mine would be to have as many people apply to be Ferris next year. This year, I was the only one, but that's okay because I feel that I'm very qualified for it. And I guess to try and just make the best out of everything and have a great time in my year.
So do you see a declining number of people applying to Ferris, or is it just, you know, a one-year lull?
I think it's just a one-year lull. Last year there was 5 people that applied. It just comes and goes, and I guess people have their different priorities, and for me, Ferris was always a priority. It's been in the back of my mind since I was showing. And I guess it's what people decide to put their efforts towards. I do think, though, that in the coming years, there's a lot of younger girls that are in that show animals right now and exhibit at the fair that I could see running for Ferris in the future.
So what advice or knowledge would you impart on somebody to encourage them to be involved in a fair?
I guess, first off, just show up. Most people don't even go to the fair, which I think is wrong. I feel like everyone should go to the fair because there's something for everyone. And then if you really like it, you can get involved. It's so easy to become a 4-H member or become an FFA member and bring projects to the fair. It doesn't even have to be an animal. There's so many arts and crafts and woodworking and educational aspects of the fair as well that people don't even know that they can be a part of. And so then get involved and do whatever you'd like to do. There's something for everyone at the fair, and you can show, you can make something. It's pretty awesome.
And I'm sure you've worked with people who didn't particularly even have an ag background.
Yes, totally. I have one of my best friends, actually. She's been in 4-H her whole life, and she's like, I've never shown an animal at the fair, which is perfectly fine. You don't have to have an agriculture background. The fair is for anyone that just wants to broaden their horizons and learn something about themselves. Like, I've learned a lot of responsibility from exhibiting at the fair and time management skills, which are great for in the future.
And something I asked the state fairs was, what's a question that you've gotten somebody not in agriculture about agriculture?
I guess there's a lot of questions. I've been asked a lot of questions. I think the most common one is, like, how do you have enough time for everything? I always use my dad as an example. He has a full-time job, and then our farm is a part-time job for him, which 500 acres is really not a part-time job. Mm-hmm. And I guess a lot of people don't realize how much work goes into the agriculture industry, and I wish that people would appreciate our farmers and the people that are in our agriculture industry, but a lot of people just don't understand how it works in general, so I try to put my 2 cents in and say this is how it is, and farmers and everyone that's in the industry is just trying to help everyone.